Over the last decade or so, many tourism businesses have started to move towards being more environmentally sustainable. Most of those who have done so have done it because they believe in protecting the environment, not because it necessarily helps their bottom line. So how do you attract those operators who don't really care one way or the other, and yet encourage them to protect the planet as well? Glenn Jampol is from Finca Rosa Blanca Coffee Plantation Resort in Costa Rica, where they've embraced sustainability.
What we're trying to do is not necessarily preach to the choir, as they say, but we're trying to get as many people as possible involved in the idea of responsible businesses. And I think the only way you can really do it is to speak the language which they're most familiar with and which they base their lives on in their business, and that is money. And so what we try to do is show them that sustainable tourism is a really good business option for them. And we have many ways of doing that, showing them how to cut costs and at the same time reduce their negative impact. One of the ways which we can show them, amongst many, is ionization for cleaning pool water. Most hotels have pools, and in those pools they clean them rigorously so that they have a very clean and healthy atmosphere to swim in with chlorine or other chemicals. We use ionization, which uses no chlorine or chemicals of any kind. The cost is minimal compared to what the chlorine cost would be. And over the last 20 years, we've probably saved over $50,000 in not having to buy chlorine. When I show people this system for cleaning our water and show them that we check our water every month with a laboratory to make sure it's absolutely clean and has been for the last 20 years without one single incident, they always say, "Where do I find this system?" Because money talks. Not only are they buying something that will reduce their cost for keeping and maintaining a pool healthy, but they also will be doing something very good for the environment, decreasing the amount of chlorine emitted into the air, which also has a grand effect on and a negative effect on the ozone layer when free chlorine molecules are allowed to evaporate. So these are things like solar water heating that actually pay for themselves, and then after a certain period, you're basically using them for free. What we try to do is get people on that bus. And once they're on that bus and realize that responsible and sustainable tourism is good business, they stay on there because it has an added value to their profile as a company.
Traditionally, we don't think long term. We look at, oh, God, it costs this amount of money to put solar panels in. And yeah, okay, over time, I might save it. But right now, I can't afford it, or they might go wrong, or then things might change. So do you think tourism in general has a more long term view than maybe some other industries?
Yes, I think it does. And I also think that the way people are building things nowadays, they're starting to understand more than ever how important long term maintenance is for their product. Because if they consider this as a product that they want to continue on and on, as something that will give them a livelihood and sustain them for many years to come, they don't want to put something in their construction or in their business that will have to be redone or reconsidered after only a few years. And you can see evidence of this in almost every aspect of products across the world. I think in particular in tourism, people understand that it takes 3 to 5 years for a hotel, for instance, to begin to feel like they're really creating a net profit in what they're doing. And they don't want to be hit with a cash flow problem in 3 to 5 years saying, oh, we've got to replace all of our water heater tanks and we've got to start retiling our pool or whatever they're considering. They want something that's going to have a low maintenance, high longevity. When you start talking about sustainable products like the ionized pool, or when you talk about solar panels or recycled plastic roofing materials and so many other things that are really good investments, people think, well, I'm going to pay that back in 3 to 5 years. I certainly hope I'm alive in 3 to 5 years here as a business person. And after that, it becomes a no-cost issue for me.
That's Glenn Jampol from Finca Rosa Blanca Coffee Plantation Resort in Costa Rica. For more information, see FincaRosaBlanca.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at PassionForThePlanet.com.